I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. As lawmakers grapple with efforts to change the spending caps of Act 46, the state's new school district consolidation law, the State Board of Education approved four new merger plans. VPR's Bob Kinzel looks at the legislative debate over the caps.
The big question at the State House is, what the heck is going on with efforts to change the spending caps of Act 46, the state's new school district consolidation law? On a strong voice vote, the Senate on Tuesday repealed the caps. But the House sent its bill expanding the caps back to the Education Committee for additional review. That's because the Agency of Education late last week issued a new interpretation of the expenses that towns need to include to meet the budget caps. Sound confusing? It certainly is. Nicole Mace is the executive director of the Vermont School Boards Association.
It creates an enormous amount of uncertainty, frustration, and confusion about the budget that they are going to be presenting to their voters in just over a month.
It looks as if a stalemate is looming because the House and Senate have very different approaches to this issue. But both sides know that a failure to reach a compromise means that the spending caps will remain in place, and that's an outcome they don't want. That's why Senate Education Chairwoman Ann Cummings says there's a lot of interest to find, quote, some common ground with the House.
That's the one good thing about the caps, is I think at this point we've heard the testimony from school boards is that that is the worst of all worlds. So I think that definitely is putting some wind behind our sails to find a compromise.
House Education Chairman David Sharp says he's optimistic that his committee will be able to find a compromise that will satisfy the Senate and a majority of House members.
I know that the chair of the Senate Education Committee's biggest concern is low-spending communities being hit by these thresholds in Act 46, so maybe some action with regard to low-spending communities will bring the two bodies closer together.
Both Representative Sharp and Senator Cummings say they want to find a compromise by the end of this week. But resolving their disagreements in this time frame could be difficult. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.
And I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in East Montpelier. While lawmakers were trying to reach an agreement on the Act 46 spending cap in the State House, the State Board of Education met just up the hill to consider four more consolidation agreements. The board met at Union 32 High School Tuesday and approved merger plans from the Addison Northwest, Lamoille North, Franklin Central, and the Addison-Rutland Supervisory Unions. The State Board of Education has now approved eight consolidation plans under Act 46, the school district consolidation law. Chris Cahart is the chairman of the Addison Northwest Act 46 Study Committee. He told the State Board that the move would strengthen all of the schools in the district.
If we act now, it promotes local control. We get to determine our own destiny on our own terms. Currently, each separate district sinks or swims on its own. Together, we can offer more to students, do it more efficiently, and better assure sustainability going forward as we continue to face declining enrollment.
School districts stand to see significant tax breaks if their merger plans are approved before July 1st. Many districts were racing to get their plans before the State Board this month in order to have the merger proposals considered at town meeting in March. Donna Russo-Savage, an assistant to the Secretary of Education on the school governance issue, says the board could see up to four more plans before the July 1st deadline. Those plans would need to be approved at special town meetings, and she says additional work continues throughout the state.
There are many other regional conversations going on. For example, Barry, town and city, the Bennington-Rutland area. It's kind of exciting that these things are all happening at the same time.
All of the school district merger plans that are approved by the State Board must also be approved by voters in each school district. The proposed unified districts are scheduling public information sessions in the coming months to sell their plans to the voters. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in East Montpelier.
Vermont Interactive Technologies ceased operations last month at all 17 of its sites. Locations had been used for job training, distance learning, bankruptcy proceedings, public hearings, and more. As Hillary Niles reports, a plan for the state's public access TV stations to provide some of the services may be too late.
Rob Chapman is executive director of Orca Media in Montpelier and a member of the working group assigned to help coordinate VIT's dissolution. He says lawmakers didn't leave enough time or money for the working group to get the job done right.
They looked to cut some costs and really didn't appropriate any money to help with the transition to something else.
Chapman and Representative Kathleen Keenan issued a minority report last week calling on the state to halt the dismantling of VIT studios until more options are considered. Chapman said the state's public access stations, for example, may be interested in taking over VIT's role. Even if there is political will for the idea, they may be too late. A project coordinator from the state said this week that about 50% of the studio's equipment is already disassembled and stored. For VPR News, I'm Hillary Niles.
Governor Peter Shumlin is continuing to sound upbeat about Vermont's economy, despite a slight downgrade in the state's revenue forecast. Consulting economists told the State Emergency Board on Tuesday that they expect state revenues to fall just short of what they were forecast to be last July. Vermont lawmakers are beginning a state budget process that is facing an expected $70 million shortfall for the fiscal year that begins July 1st. And finally, gas prices in three northern New England states continued to drop over the past week. Maine saw the biggest decrease, with average retail prices falling near 7 cents to an average of $1.98 per gallon. New Hampshire continues to have the lowest gas prices at $1.91 a gallon and down from $1.95 a gallon a week earlier. Vermont's average price was $2.08, just down 1 cent from a week ago. Gas prices are markedly lower than 1 year ago, and Maine prices are over 17 cents lower per gallon now than they were at the same time 1 year ago. For VPR News, I'm Kari Anderson. The recent terrorist attack in Istanbul became uncomfortably personal for commentator Deborah Lee Luskin.
As saddened as I was by the terrorist bombing in Sultanahmet Square in Turkey last week, I also felt enormous relief. The bombing took place on a Tuesday. Two of my children had been in Istanbul the Friday before. When my daughters initially told me they were going to spend a week visiting each other and vacationing in Istanbul, I'd also had mixed feelings, which I kept to myself. For one, I'm proud that my daughters both love one another and are also good friends, but I'm sometimes quite jealous. While there was a brief period growing up when I wanted a pony, there was never a time I didn't wish for a sister. I still do. For another, the trip meant I could send gifts to the daughter working in the Republic of Georgia via the daughter from Brooklyn, who carried a duffel with peanut butter, maple syrup, and warm clothing. Additionally, the choice of Istanbul was a validation of our parenting. We'd traveled to Turkey in 2001 on a memorable family vacation. Tim and I have only ourselves to blame for our children's wanderlust and sense of adventure. Whenever I told my friends the girls' plans, they always sounded the alarm of terrorist danger, putting me in the position of allaying their fears as if those weren't already my own. Safer than a lot of places in America, I said, until I believed it. I don't actually know if this is statistically true, but when a friend told me she was taking her young daughters to the mall in December, I managed not to blurt out, "Don't go! It's dangerous!" The truth is, there's danger everywhere. Some dangers we're inured to, like driving a car, probably the single most dangerous thing any of us does. And some dangers we fear, like flying in airplanes, which is statistically safer than driving. There's little we can do about acts of terrorism, domestic or foreign, except to live fully and bravely in the face of fear in the short term. In the long term, our best chance of ending terrorism is through a politics of peace, best practiced through democratic process guided by the ethic that is fundamental to all world religions and known universally as the Golden Rule. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I'm relieved my children are safe, but I'm also more acutely aware than ever that terrorism anywhere in the world touches us all.
Deborah Lee Luskin is a novelist, essayist, and educator.
Support for NPR comes from NPR member stations and from Sundance Institute, presenting the lineup for the 2016 Sundance Film Festival, taking place January 21st through 31st. A directory of films being premiered, as well as ticket information, is available online. More at sundance.org/festival. From EBSCO Health, dedicated to providing resources that enhance the quality of healthcare, including DynaMed Plus, for helping physicians make informed patient care decisions and improve clinical outcomes, at dynamed.com. And from Lumosity, offering a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving, with brain games to calculate baseline scores and build a brain training program. Performance can be compared with global averages. Learn more at lumosity.com.
It's just before 6 o'clock. More All Things Considered is straight ahead here on Vermont Public Radio, WBTN Bennington at 94.3, WVPA St. Johnsbury at 88.5, WVBA Brattleboro at 88.9, WVPR Windsor at 89.5, WVPS Burlington at 107.9, WRVT Rutland at 88.7, in Middlebury at 99.5, and at VPR.net. The Stetson Studio in the Upper Valley is provided by King Arthur Flower Bakery, Cafe, Store, and School in Norwich. In addition to support from listeners like you, we are funded by the Vermont, the Farmhouse Tap and Grill, Bank Street, Burlington. Fresh, locally sourced cuisine, fine beers, and craft cocktails. FarmhouseTG.com. And Patagonia Burlington, locally owned and dedicated to Patagonia clothing, travel gear, and accessories for children and adults. Bank Street, Burlington.